is to show us what's possible, to show, I'm going to say myself, but we're all one. So we're all dreaming this exposure. We're dreaming this existence, this experience. Excuse me. And we're all entitled to succeed. So when I say succeed, there's a higher altitude. There's a higher attainment within easy reach. Now, this is the important part, is to really understand that our normal state of consciousness is like past gone. In other words, we've already been upgraded. We've already successfully evolved beyond that past intrusion. So we're the ones that it's almost like you have to insist upon it. You have to embrace, I'm going to say, our future self. And the only reason I say future is because, excuse me, we still believe in that linear focus where we're just sort of marching along. So you want to conceive of what's possible. Again, it would be considered our future, but all I did was raise the flag. In other words, open up to, I'm going to say, our higher consent, because we're really doing this together. And there's the first arrival. So as you will proceed with delight, as you will proceed with your future existence, as you will graduate. So graduate, just think of graduating. You're leaving the old, you're stepping into the new. And it's a direct follow through. It's not like, maybe I'll graduate, well, you know, I'll just hold it off, I'll dig in my heels. It's nothing like that. It's already superimposed on love's advantage. In other words, it's in your very midst. So the more that you can dream this, the more that you can have a successful allocation of arrival. So what this is you're allowing your consciousness to expand to your very existence. In other words, again, so going back to the beginning, we exist in our future reality. We're already there. The future already is. And it's waiting for our endorsement. It's waiting for our agreement. It's waiting for our arrival. So when we say arrival, we don't mean flip the calendar. What we mean is growing into our entitlement. So when we just grew, the calendar didn't change. The clock changed a very small amount. But what we did was we emphasized the inevitable. In other words, if we can all remember that we really are our I Am presence, we really are our Christ self, and we are the delegation, we are the guardians, we're the stewards of this Christed light. So again, when we say Christed, this is not churchy stuff, it's more so your higher presence. Where, and this is why they keep saying, like, we're all involved. So when I would normally say, I'm doing this, I'm doing that, there really is no personal I. And so we're releasing that identification and allowing our full glory. So the full glory is an expanded adventure. It's an expanded excitement. It's an expanded outreach. It's an expanded allocation. When I'm saying allocation, or we're saying allocation, there's this like it's just a superimposed energy placement of love. So just imagine this energetic field, that's your auric field, but that it has since expanded. And so it's like you're just surrounded in heavenly bliss. You're surrounded in your divine essence. And so as we will expand, as we will agree, as we will allocate our reference, so when they say allocate our reference, it's what are we referring to as the self? And so when we allocate our reference, we allow ourselves to join with our higher presence. So as we do this, as we consent, as we exaggerate, as we evolve. So again, evolving into our trusted self. On the one hand, it feels like we're on the move, we're evolving. On the other hand, we're simply joining hands with that which is next relevant. So back when they were talking about like graduation, it's like labor, you can't really stop the process. You're on the move. In the graduation, it's like you're graduating, you're in motion. So this is where we're taking a leap of faith. And so the faith is our entitlement. The faith is our forecast. In other words, what we have faith in is our own trusted self. And so again, it's not faith in a master outside of ourself. It's faith in our own master self. So that's very confusing because we always think of this linear, like, oh, well, they're way more advanced than I am. Well, it only seems that way because of our past downward focus. So in other words, everything is by consciousness. And so as we agree with our higher establishment, we want to remember that we've always been the stewards of light. We've always been the guardians of the higher awareness. And so this is what we're entitled to. This is what our higher self has been preparing us for all along. And so this is where we permit and align with our expansive endurance. So as you will receive the gifts of heaven, so the gifts of heaven, remember, heaven's not a place, it's an awareness. So when we receive the gifts of heaven, what we're doing is we're opening up our own treasure chest, we're opening up our own toolbox, we're opening up our own heaven's advantage, because again, each of us have been assigned gifts early. In other words, we're here to be that songbird of light, to sing that higher channel, to converse in that higher frequency. And each of us are expected, excuse me, I can't get that next word, in earnest, like in other words, come on. So if you can remember that the earth and all its engagements, in other words, the world's sort of they're saying it's being misled. In other words, the old consciousness is trying to restore itself to normalcy. Well, that's actually out of date. So what we're doing is we're setting the record straight in opening up love's engagement. So when I say that, I just see freedom. So we're moving into our allotted requirement. The requirement is that bridge of gap. So here's where that faith comes in, where we're allowed, we're allowed that movement with overjoyed resiliency. In other words, it's like welcome. So you may want to imagine your higher self saying welcome, other aspects of incarnated selves, other masters, angels, whatever you enjoy. It may just be like an etheric temple, anything that feels welcoming. When I'm saying it, I literally have this like banquet table, and at the table are just all of these wisdom masters, wisdom teachers. Now, when I'm looking down the row, when I'm looking down the table, I'm seeing everybody here in your higher counsel and your higher awareness. So this is what they're saying, we have love's advantage. In other words, we're simply enjoying our true discovery, who we truly are, and allowing that bridge of faith, allowing that further enhancement, allowing that further engagement. So as we will receive our gifts of the most high notion, in other words, that higher consciousness, that higher placement, remember what we bring into our constructs and in what we see in form has to do with our own vibratory sequencing. So as we bring forth the gifts of life, as we obligate ourselves to that higher understanding, that's when we bring forth heaven on earth. And what you would think of as miraculous, or, well, I thought that was going to take 2 years, can suddenly appear, because you're not doing it through the sweat of the brow. You're doing it through love's association. So allow these energies to stir and to commit. In other words, we are the ones committing to that grace. They're showing me the King of Pentacles. So it's like a lot of power that we're restoring, and pentacles, like having it come into form, having it come into the material. Because again, we're not just advancing and becoming that higher association and just levitating. We're bringing forth the usefulness of conversation. In other words, we're bringing it into form, and we're bringing it into better circumstances for others. So it's not just like, oh, this is all for my own personal life. There is no personal life. Everything touches everything. So what we're ministering to, what we're acknowledging, is here to be offered, to be extended, to be sought after. In other words, what we hold, we then offer, we then bring forth into the collective. So allow yourselves the gift of faith. And again, not a churchy faith, where it's faith in our true self. It's faith in our holy presence. So we're allowing that mirth of new reality. And that mirth is like excitement, exciting to let go of like the ego's suffering, and exciting to bring forth love's advantage. So allow that to be received, allow that to be heard, allow that to be integrated fully. So what they're asking us to do is to now expand. In other words, whatever you received, imagine now going beyond. Imagine now going beyond. To further placement, to further advantage. So we're going beyond the limitations of mind, and we're moving into that place of heart. So whatever my higher self deems is appropriate, is available, allow me to be stirred. Allow me to be stirred. You may have excitement. And remember, the shadow of excitement is like that nervousness energy. It's also excitement. So the more that we sing love's praises, in other words, what we're learning to do is have liftoff. The ego is always sort of like timid, gun shy, change. I don't know about that. But that's what we're getting accustomed to, is change, and learning how to ride the waves. Because that's on the menu, and it's going to stay. Seal your fate. So the last thing is, they're helping us simply to release things, like let go. Let go. So things like we've been clutching to that really aren't serving us, to just really release. They're saying give love a try. So with this expanded energy, you can easily part ways. 1, 2, 3, simple.